Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
These are the sounds of not seeing things clearly. This is the sound of trying to unlock the wrong car. This, the sound of brushing your teeth with anti-itch cream. Okay. This is what walking face first into a glass door sounds like. And this is the sound of getting an eye exam at America's Best.
Is one or two better? Three or four.
Where you get the care you need at a great value. America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
The Bird Show.
I found it.
You found what?
You remember the men slash tick slash bear slash woman analogy that I completely butchered just a little bit ago?
I do indeed.
Yeah. All right. Well, I found the original poster who does a beautiful job explaining the men tick bear. By the way, I don't know why I threw the bear in there. The bear didn't need to be in there. I get where you're coming from because that was a big social media thing like a year ago. Women were choosing between the bear and men. And yeah, now we're choosing between ticks and men.
I'm so confused.
Okay. So like we were talking about this kind of grew from men being concerned about approaching women and that conversation. Yeah. And Abby's like, I just want a man to come up and you know, instigate a conversation with me. And then we were talking about women's safety, like in safety with men. And that's, we've also had conversations about these inappropriate DMs that they've been receiving. And, you know, one woman was ghosting somebody, but like, where maybe she was afraid to like turn them down because guys can have adverse reactions. It's just been a whole dialogue, right?
So where's the bear and the tick come in?
Okay, so here is at Katers88 on TikTok, KATORS88 on TikTok. And she does what she calls pink pilling her husband and just enlightening to him on what it's like to be a woman.
Can you read the comment again one more time?
Women are uniquely positioned as the only species expected to form intimate bonds with their natural predators, men.
You're not expected to form intimate bonds with every man, just one that you want. Like, you're not really expected to form intimate bonds with your own predator. But what you are required to do is vet anyone you want to have an intimate bond with because they could be a predator. I don't have to do that.
Again, there's this probably this knee-jerk reaction. Not all men are predators. Not all men.
I literally was thinking that in my head.
But unknown men, it's the fact that you're an unknown man. Actually, I heard a great analogy about this.
Okay.
Not all ticks carry Lyme disease.
Oh, keep going.
But we do know that some ticks carry Lyme disease.
Right.
And therefore, what do? We try to avoid
all of them.
All ticks. Because some of them do carry Lyme disease. So not all men are predators. Some men are predators.
But when you're unknown, you don't know which one.
But when you're an unknown man, we don't know which one.
Right. Yeah, not all men are predators. Absolutely not. But you don't know which is which. So it's like you have to like slowly dip your toe in the pool to check the temperature of the water with each new man you're introduced to, or you know what I mean? Like you're going to have some type of tertiary relationship or you're interested in. Yeah. You have to be so like careful and slow and like on alert, high alert probably because you don't know what type of person he is.
Is that a married couple?
Yes.
Okay. The last conversation that Amanda and I had that was that deep was we were debating how much a cumulus cloud weighs.
They have different conversations in their household than you.
So that's a fun convo, though.
By the way, it's about eight elephants.
Yeah. Oh, dang.
Which is how many pounds?
A lot.
Yeah. Lots of pounds.
Anyway, so back.
But so to that point, I think it's just... I think it's important for men to be aware of a woman's mindset and that, yeah, unfortunately, because, you know, a majority of violence against women is done by men, right? And it's when you look at the numbers, how many of us have experienced some kind of harassment, etc. You have to go in with your guard up because we don't know which one of y'all have Lyme disease.
Okay, I understood that part of the analogy. Yeah. I just am still very confused on where the bear came into the picture in the first place.
I shouldn't have put the bear in there.
There was no bear in there.
Yeah, okay. Not in this analogy.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Did you guys hear the big news? The big engagement news?
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw Michael Jackson's oldest son, Prince, just proposed and got engaged to his girlfriend.
Oh, that makes my heart warm.
They were together for 8 years. He got engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Molly Shermong.
I thought I was cracking a joke.
You were cracking a joke.
You stole my joke.
Oh, you stole her thunder, man.
That was going to be my joke.
I'm so sorry.
I was so proud of it.
I swear to God, I had no idea.
I know you had no idea, but since you were going, I was like, well, I got to lean into the joke now. I levied you. You tossed it up, and then I just decided to spike it into the field.
On a scale of 1 to 10, just for that 1 second when knew what she was doing and stealing your thunder, how upset were you?
Did you see my face?
Yeah, I did.
So I thought this was so funny because I saw somebody tweet out like, oh my God, somebody was for sure deciding to propose yesterday, August 26th, deciding that this was going to be the day they were going to have their big moment to propose or announce their engagement. I actually know a friend that announced their engagement, but then maybe they decided to move it because, you know, the biggest engagement news of all time came out.
Yep. Is this the Michael Jackson son formerly known as Blanket?
No.
Okay.
This is Prince Jackson.
Okay. I don't know the difference.
But do you want to know about somebody else who got engaged?
No, I'm good.
I thought that was the only engagement.
This is massive, massive news. Girls everywhere. The girls and the gays are freaking out. We're so excited for our close personal friend, Taylor Swift, who got engaged allegedly 2 weeks ago, according to Ed Kelsey, who is the father of Travis Kelsey, who is now her fiancé. And people are speculating, like, when did this happen? I know they said 2 weeks ago, but this is how close people are dissecting this photo of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey, who just got engaged. They zoomed in on Taylor's hair and they can kind of see an indent in it that's in the shape of big professional studio headphones. And now people are deciphering that, it's possible that while they were recording the New Heights podcast where she was announcing TS12, that he was having people in his backyard set up that beautiful secret garden with all the peonies and the ranunculus. And after they were done recording, they took off their headphones. They got ready for dinner. He invited her outside for a glass of wine. And then he popped the question.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Do you want to know the worst part about this news?
It won't go away.
No. The worst part about this news is we're not really going to hear the intimate details about what went down until TS13, which statistically isn't going to happen for another 18 months.
See, this is, I know that she's got an album to make and she's very good about connecting her life to her fans through her music. They just seem like a very authentic couple. And for me, an authentic couple doesn't want to share this with the world. They want to keep it to themselves. But that's not the world we live in.
Yes, a woman who has written about her love life every single day since the age of 8 doesn't want to share the biggest moment in her love life.
Yeah, she will.
You deserve it.
All right, so this is our equivalent of a royal wedding. I've seen that hashtag all over the place. This is going to be our royal wedding. Now, the actual royal wedding, because I remember the last time I got this geeked about like an engagement and a wedding was when Prince William married Kate Middleton. I remember I was living in Raleigh at the time. We had the TV on in the studio because, you know, England time. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, I was watching those two exchange vows.
They won't televise this.
I don't think they'll televise.
No.
I don't think they'll televise it. But I do feel like they'll have to sell the rights, like the photo rights. Rights to somebody because everybody is going to be all up in their grill about the details.
No, they're just going to do exactly what they did yesterday and post it on their Instagram with a joint post, a collaborated post. I don't think they're going to televise it. I think at most maybe we'll get like a 60-second wedding video from whenever it goes down.
Yeah, I'm not sure how this works or not, but every now and then I think it's like People Magazine will do an exclusive. So I don't know if People pays a lot more than others.
She wouldn't do People. She would do Vogue or Vanity Fair.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the statement that her publicist put out about Taylor's reaction to the proposal, though?
Is this the redheaded woman?
Tree Payne. Yes. So this is allegedly from Tree Payne. It doesn't say from Tree Payne, but a source. And usually when it's a source to an official news site like ET or People, it's usually her publicist Tree Payne. So a source talks to ET about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelsey's engagement. Taylor couldn't be happier to be engaged to Travis. He is everything she's always wanted. He is her true partner. They share a bond, not only in love, but also in their shared values, strong work ethic, and future family goals. That means kids. Taylor and Travis couldn't be more excited to begin this next chapter and look forward to the day that they can call each other husband and wife.
Very happy for you.
Yay. You guys are such haters.
No, we are not, haters.
We're not. I am very happy for them. I really am. Like, in watching the two of them together, I think it's really, really, really sweet. I just don't have the same connection you do.
The Burt Show.
As a product of somebody that came from a really bad divorce, and quite honestly, so bad that... I mean, it's left emotional scars that I've been trying to, like, fix my entire life. When Abby sent this this audio about divorce and co-parenting, and I'm so proud of myself and Stacy for how we're co-parenting, and for my girlfriend and her ex-husband also. This is such, like, at the core of our lives that when I saw this, I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's giving out this advice. I think it's really, really damaging on a bunch of different levels.
Well, you saw that as a product of divorce and having gone through divorce yourself. I'm nosy. And so I saw it and I was like, oh, my God, like, I would have never thought to have done this as a kid.
It's dangerous, man. I hope people don't take this advice.
So Sasha Casey shared her experience about something she decided to do once she turned 18 to learn more about details she had never heard from her parents' divorce.
When I turned 18 years old and I went off to college, one of the first things I ever did was request the records of my parents' very messy divorce and the custody records of me. Because I know when people divorce, things can get messy, emotions can cloud your judgment and how you remember things. So I requested the records, and I implore every child of a messy divorce to do the same. Request the records, read them. It may feel like an invasion of privacy, but it affects you too. Especially if you're from one of those divorces where you have to pick a side, really. And I didn't really have to pick a side when I was a little kid, but now it's come apparent that I kind of have to pick a side. And I've always been on my mother's. My mother raised me. She's the reason I can literally walk. I owe that woman my life. But when I was 18, I requested the records because I know that when you have a messy divorce, sometimes emotions can cloud your judgment, how you remember things. So I went through them with a red pen. And I circled every single time one of my parents lied, because I remember everything from two on. So I could remember who lied and who didn't. And I also knew the stories that were told. 15 different people on my mother's side of the family, because I went behind her back and I asked people about the divorce and people who were there. And they all told the same story. So I went through the divorce records. I went through the custody case. I circled it with a red pen. And the amount of times I circled my father was enough to tell me that he lied through his damn teeth. And I think every single child of a messy divorce should do the same, because it was very eye-opening for me to realize my mom was right. My mom was very, very much right. And I don't know how my father's alive, because honestly, I'm shocked my grandpa didn't murder him.
You guys are so much wrong with this on so many different levels. First of all, let me say this. God, there's so many thoughts that are racing through my mind right now. I'm sort of infuriated by the whole thing. Is that you do not have to pick a side in your parents' divorce. You do not. You have some control over that. When your mom starts talking crap, that's another thing that I'm fired up about. Or your dad starts talking crap, which is another thing I'm fired up about. You have the power to stop that. They got divorced. It didn't have to do with you. Going through their records, and by the way, if you're going through a divorce, you can get them sealed so nobody can take a look at it, which I would now suggest for anybody.
Never would have thought, like, my own kid would, like, dive in there.
It's not going to do you any good at all. Nothing. And if you feel like you're being forced into a side, you're not. And this kind of diving into your parents' personal business, really, I don't think is really even... You're not entitled to it. Look, you know that your parents got divorced. If they were handling it well, they would tell you that you didn't have anything to do with it. They wouldn't make you pick sides. So don't feel like you have to have a loyalty to one or the other. This will do no good for anybody.
I don't think this really has anything to do with picking sides. And honestly, I really shouldn't be speaking on this because I don't come from, my parents are still together. But I do think a lot of times parents skew the truth or they avoid telling you the full story because they think it's protecting you. And I don't know. I think there's something good about letting your kids in on like the full truth, even if it's messy.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. I will tell you this, that Stacy and I absolutely didn't tell our kids 100% of what was going on between the two of us because we didn't want to have them pick sides so they could. It's not the divorce that jacks up the kids. It's the way the parents handle the divorce that jacks up the kids.
I understand wanting to know. I understand the wanting to know the details, right? So you can understand who your parents are as people, because you want to believe that they're good people, and you don't want to. How am I going to word this? All right. So my parents got divorced later in life for me, so I was already graduated from college, right? And they handled it for the most part pretty amicably. Like it wasn't like drawn out in a long court battle or anything like that. Like most of that stuff was just handled, you know, done and done. Some things were disclosed to me afterwards that I to this day wish I didn't know. Mm-hmm. There was no reason for me to be informed of this. There was no reason for me to be told about this, but it was. And now I know. And as the child, I wish I wouldn't have, because one, it's none of my business. And two, It's unnecessary. So I feel I'm on Bert's side here, where I understand she feels entitled to this information because as a kid, you are affected by the divorce. So in your head, it is about you, right? Because you're affected by it. These are your parents. Now you're having to, like, you know, live two separate lives, or your life has been completely uprooted because of these people who gave birth to you. I get that. And I understand that reasoning. But again, like Bert said, the divorce has absolutely nothing to do with you. It should never have anything to do with the kids. It's these two people and their relationship, and for whatever reason, it failed. So for you to do a deep dive into the messiness of it, I just don't see any good that can come of it.
There can't be. There really can't be.
I just really don't feel that strongly enough about my opinion. I just found a new hobby, though, going through people's divorce records. I was like, I just want to know the tea.
Hey, you got a new podcast in you now. Got a new podcast in you. Hey, look, if you choose to do that, you can't unsee it. Mm-hmm. It is game changing. There is no way to put it back. I can't tell you how strongly I feel about this just being a really, really stupid idea.
The Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot.
These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know when it's time for an eye exam. America's Best. Every eye deserves better. Most vision insurance plans welcomed.
Over the course of the last couple of times we've played Gen X versus Gen Z trivia, there have been two answers that we didn't get that I find deflating, and I'm having a hard time re-engaging. The Riverdale question and the fact that I couldn't come up with Will's name from Stranger Things when I've watched that season after season after season, and for whatever reason had a blank on it. I just feel like if I can't get those two right, I'm nothing.
Oh, my biggest hang up is the fact that you had Euphoria right and I talked you out of it.
That's another one.
Oh, yeah. You love Euphoria.
Yeah, I love that show.
That one's on you.
The whole thing has been on us, man. All right, so here we go again. Gen X versus Gen Z trivia. Dang it. All right. Let's recalibrate here. We are down 14-9. Tommy, try and take it from here.
Okay.
Wow. This is a big hole to dig from.
Yep.
We're only down 5.
And remember, we either have to, in order for this game to end, Gen X either has to win by two or the mercy rule lose by 10.
If we get five more, it's over.
It is.
It is.
We
right.
can do that today.
All right, Gen X, you're up first. In Roblox, what is the currency called?
In Roblox, what's the currency called?
Yep.
Never played this game. I know kids love it. I have bought birthday gifts for kids that have to do with Roblox.
I think we've heard
Abby looking at me, taunting me with her condescending eyes right now. Like, how could you not know this?
I'm just wondering if I need to go get your nurse or not.
What?
I need to go get your nurse.
I think we've actually heard stories. You guys have heard stories of like kids who've run up their parents' credit cards buying this currency.
All right, so it's not cash.
Bitcoin.
It's not money. I'm not actually mad at Bitcoin, but I don't think they have Bitcoin in Roblox.
I feel like coin should be in
coin.
There.
Coin.
I feel like coin should be in there.
The name of the game is Roblox.
Oh, okay. Roblox!
Wow, yeah.
You have flag on the plate. You've got to stop giving hints.
I didn't give a hint.
That was a hint. And in past games, I've been listening, and you give hints.
I didn't say anything.
You are leading the witness.
Did I say anything?
Yeah, you said the name of the game is Roblox.
I didn't say it like that. I just said something that was already in the question. It's like when you're watching a movie trailer, and you see something from the movie, but you're going to see it in the movie later.
That's like if I'm like, hey, can you guess the name of the co-host to my right. It sounds like Christine. It's Kristen.
He just repeated the name of the game.
Do you see how exhausted me and Abby are? We won't even fight this.
Let the geezers out of it.
We're down by five.
All right.
Now we're down by four.
This group is currently embroiled in a legal battle I just saw last night. Who is the lead singer of the Police?
No clue.
Sergeant.
Kidding me.
Who is the lead singer of the Police? I feel like I should know this.
I can't even remember a Police song right
are
now.
Are you kidding?
My brain's working on the half speed right now.
Every breath you take. Roxanne.
Okay, Tommy, you need to
show. Okay, I know Roxanne. Okay.
Every little thing she does
enough,
is magic.
Enough with you hosting and giving, like, clues. None. No more.
Wait, so
that's
then
it.
Should you get your point taken away from the last round? Ooh.
He didn't give a clue. He just repeated the name of the game.
Hey, can you repeat the name of Police a couple of times? Maybe the list of the names of everyone in the band?
Lead singer of the Police.
Sergeant.
Roxanne.
It's the band.
It's obviously.
I think that you're, I think you're looking for Sergeant Pepper. Right.
Is that the one you're looking for? Is it Sergeant Pepper?
Oh, shh, Mikey.
Come on.
Think really hard. Come on.
Peterson.
Oh my God.
I like it. I think you should go.
I'm doing this game with an amoeba.
If you Salmonella.
I'm carrying the team on my back.
If you guys don't get this, it's going to hurt.
It is going to hurt.
Some would stay like a.
What is the matter?
What did he just say?
Okay, like a what?
You know what?
Say
today's the last day he's hosting. Cassie.
What did he just say?
Tomorrow you'll start.
Okay, Tommy, what did you just say?
He's so mad.
What did you just say?
Tommy, what did you just say?
I can't repeat it.
Oh my!
Somebody say panties are in his crack.
Replay just, that.
Could you imagine Alex Trebek going? You almost got it. Let's sound it out.
I can tell
you. Don't pad your part. Just be a host.
This ain't Jeopardy.
And you ain't Alex.
This is, I'm going to just,
give
I feel
us a
like
name.
I should know this.
Jericho.
Gonna need an answer.
Jericho.
I'm going to go with Sergeant Jared.
Sergeant Jared. That's not a good guess.
Sergeant Jared of Police Town.
The correct answer, Sting.
I thought that was a whole nother band.
Sting is one person.
Sting is one man of the Police. Sting of the Police. Yeah. All right, whatever. Yep.
Gen it. X, what is Taylor Swift's middle name?
Oh, my God. And yet.
Is it Taylor Jean?
It rhymes with...
That's Britney.
Is it Taylor Jean?
No, it's Britney Jean Spears.
Taylor... Isn't every woman's middle name Marie?
A lot. Taylor Marie doesn't...
Look, last time I had this hunch...
All right, do it. Go with your hunch, man.
Marie.
That would be great because that's my middle name. But
Allison.
It's not.
Allison.
Oh, we never would have got that.
Nope.
Back to Gen Z. What is a latchkey kid?
Oh, it's whenever the parents are out of the house all the time and they're able to come and go as they please. Whenever the parent leaves, they're supposed to shut the door and then do the latchkey. Yes?
Okay.
Right. Oh, come on, Mikey.
Hey, good right. for you.
One yes, point for the amoeba.
Good for you.
A school-age child who regularly spends time at home alone, unsupervised, after school because their working parents are not
yet. Ah, those were the good old days.
Right. My friend had the key and it was a necklace around her neck.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Nowadays, they could literally like call Child Protective Services on you for that now.
Uh-huh. Okay. Gen X. Mm-hmm. Rue. Jules. And Fezco. Are characters in what TV show?
Euphoria.
Come on. Are you kidding?
Yes. Oh. Thank God for that.
We got our Euphoria Redemption.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the score now?
It is 11 to 14.
Fez isn't with us anymore, is he?
Yeah. No. I can't remember what anybody's character is. Yeah.
I think he died.
Yeah. He's gone.
Yeah. Do I get a bonus point for that? First death.
Way to bring the game down. That's my job.
He died tragically, right?
Gen Z, in the Breakfast Club, what do the students have in common?
Oh, they're all in detention together.
They're like smoking cigarettes.
I'll count it. And it's on a Saturday.
Okay. Right. This might be the first time we've done a round where we both got one right.
I know. I think it is.
Back to Gen X.
Hey.
Score again.
The score is 11 to 15. Gen X. What is the name of the YouTuber behind Mr. Beast known for giving away large sums of money?
I thought the last round we had 11.
I don't know.
I don't either. Okay.
No, I tried to give you extra points and you didn't take them.
Say that one more time.
The name of the YouTuber behind Mr. Beast.
His actual name?
No, his, yes.
His government name? What is Mr. Beast's real name?
I don't know him anything by...
Mr. Beastus. What does it say on his birth certificate?
Johnny Beast?
No. Beast. I want to say his name's Daniel for some reason.
Daniel Beast?
I feel like it starts with a D. I don't know. I don't think Beast is anywhere in the name. Daniel...
Schurbacher. Daniel Schurbacher.
No wonder he renamed himself.
The correct answer... Jimmy Donaldson.
Oh, there was a D.
That's a stupid name.
Jimmy Donaldson.
Right. Jimmy is not a stupid name. You take it back.
For Mr. Beast, it is. Yes,
it is. Last question for Gen Z. Who said, I feel the need for speed?
Oh, this is Maverick from Top Gun? No, Maverick from Top Gun.
Okay, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Maverick from Top Gun.
That is an incomplete answer. I'm going to need the other half of the answer.
What is the Maverick from Top Gun? What is the...
two people say it.
Oh, Goose? Maverick and Goose?
Damn them, Kristen.
Right. Seriously.
Good work, Abby. I was about to mess that up.
Damn the youth.
And they're not completely ruined brain cells yet. Wait 20 years, your brain will be mush too.
We're on our way.
So you guys got no closer today. Both teams scored 2, so the current score is Gen Z 16, Gen X 11.
Got them right where we want them, baby!
The Burt Show.
We are on day 87 of 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
You just tell us what you need. We're going to try and go out and help you out. And it's been going on for 87 days right now. Hey, Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Linda, tell us how we can help you.
Hi. Well, I am a mom. And my youngest daughter is turning 13 on Friday. Just so excited. You know, she's going to be a teenager. You know, she's growing up. Where does the time go?
Right.
And she doesn't, my daughter is a unique child. She doesn't, like, really ask for a lot of things, ever, really. And the one thing that she, like, really asked for was this pair of pink Nike Dunks. And she got a little birthday outfit that I had gotten her off of Temu, and these shoes just totally go with the outfit. And right now money is just a little tight. We're getting ready to move, so I have that expenses and just some other things going on. And I did all the searches I could, tried so hard to see if I could find these shoes for a cheaper price, because they're a little pricey, and it's just not something that I could do right now. And so, you know, my daughter, she's just so awesome. Like, when I take her to school, there's just so many times that, like, when I'm in the pickup, dropping her off or picking her up. I've had teachers like pull me over and just tell me like, man, your daughter is just, she's such a delight. She's just, she's so amazing. She helps me with some of the students that have special needs. She takes a really big liking to helping and doing things with them. I've had like the orchestra teacher like come out and be like, man, your daughter is like just awesome. Like she's never played an instrument before and she does this. She's just so talented. She's been in dance for years. She does like everything, hip hop, ballet, tap dance. She's been in cheer for years. She taught herself so many different things. She's been in competition, cheer. Her team, they placed third in a nation. She made the cheer team at school, which was just so exciting. It's just so much. Like, she's just an amazing kid. And just as a mom, like, you know, you want to give them what things that they want, you know, but I know that I just couldn't do it right now. And so I just thought I would reach out to you guys and just take a chance. And, yeah, you guys chose me and I'm just like, I'm so overwhelmed really. Like, just like, wow. I adore you guys. Like, I have been listening to you guys literally ever since like the show started. I'm such a big fan, and the things that you guys do for everybody and just to like pick me and make my daughter so happy with, you know, just a pair of shoes. And like, I'm not like a big, like materialistic type person or anything like that, but I'm a big person for just appreciating little things. And like, it, knowing how happy she's going to be just over this, because it's just the only thing that she's asked for. It's just like, it's just overwhelming, and I'm so grateful that you guys chose to do this for her.
And you don't even know what we're doing yet. I mean, we should just hang up now. Yeah. Hey, you are welcome. Bye.
Thanks.
All right,
Kristen. You know, you hit us
you.
Up.
You're so funny.
You went to thebirdshow.com and you hit us up for the shoes, right?
I did.
But Linda, we're a little extra here at the Bird Show. So yes, we have ordered those shoes. They will be here Friday in time for your daughter's 13th birthday, because it she deserves it. She sounds like an incredible kid, but again,
really,
you're gonna get more than the shoes. So here's what we are going to get for you to give your daughter for her birthday. And you never even have to tell her this came from the Burt Show. You just let her think her mama like wanted to spoil her, and there's nothing wrong with that. So for your daughter, we got the Nike Women's Dunk Lows in Elemental Pink and White, a pair of Elemental Pink Nike Women's Pro Mid-Rise Graphic Leggings.
Oh, my goodness.
An Elemental Pink Nike Women's Dry Fit Legend T-shirt, a Nike Women's Sports Bra, an Elemental Pink Nike Women's Sportswear Club Fleece Pullover Hoodie, an Elemental Pink Nike Dry Fit Fury Elevate Extra Wide Headband, and those adorable Elemental Pink Ankle Socks and some white socks, too. She's going to have the Nike drip from head to toe.
Everything
she is
Elemental.
She's going to be decked out in pink. That is so cool.
She's going to be adorable.
Oh, I'm going to have to like get a picture and send it to you guys.
Please
do.
Oh my goodness.
And I think Kristen's right. Don't tell her it came from us. This is all mama. She doesn't need to know any of that, and have a great birthday with her.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Like, I got some things planned that I was able to plan ahead of time back at like tax time and everything, which I'm so glad I did, because I didn't know I was going to be moving like I am. And just, yeah, that's just, I can't say thank you enough, man. I'm so grateful.
You don't even have to say thank you one more time. We got you. Have a great time at that birthday, okay?
Thank you so much, Bert. I appreciate it. I love you guys so much. You guys are just amazing people.
Love you too, Linda, and keep being an incredible mom, because obviously your daughter is a testament to you.
Thank you, Kristen.
All right, have a good day, Linda. Hey, for the rest of you guys, what do you need? Just tell us. We'll hook you up. All you got to do is go to thebirdshow.com.
The Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Travis Kelce posted some pretty big news on his social media today. I mean, this has really taken the world by storm.
Did he get traded?
No, but he does have a new collaboration with American Eagle that he's the creative director of.
Is that true?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, really?
So this is a really great response on American Eagle's part. I don't know if this has been in the works for a while. I'm going to go ahead and say it has been because he has his long hair in the actual ads for it. He recently buzzed it off to have like football appropriate hair, I guess. He is now the creative director for the AEX True Colors by Travis Kelce collection, a limited edition capsule designed to merge fashion, sports, and culture. It reflects Kelce's ethos of self-expression, optimism, and confidence. It dropped today, so, you know, it's like, it's probably the second biggest news we've heard about Travis Kelce because he also got engaged to Taylor Swift yesterday.
Okay, so as a guy that tends to take a look at the stock market from time to time, I've always been very interested in what's been going on with American Eagle lately with the Sydney Sweeney stuff to see their stock, right? Their stock is at a low right now, like at a 12 bucks and 18 cents. With Travis comes Taylor. If I was a betting man, I would buy that stock today.
This is going to skyrocket. Yes. I might be buying American Eagle stock today.
Yep.
So when it skyrockets, I'm right there with them. But yeah, a lot of people have been joking that this is like the unreleased Folklore cardigan because it kind of looks like some of the merch that she's released. It's very like old school, boarding school vibes, old money sweaters, that kind of thing. But yes, we have some very exciting news. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged. Dreams come true and love is back. And I've been getting sent so many different Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift related videos. And this guy named Blaine Howard actually did a parody about their engagement to the tune of Taylor Swift's hit, Love Story.
She was on tour when Trapper saw her. He made her a bracelet with his number, but they didn't meet. But heard in the summer heat. Stadium lights, heels and speak now, ball gowns. Hear the screams rising through the crowd for our shows. But little did they know
that they were gonna get engaged! So exciting. Also, I guess the news has broken so many people's routine. A lot of people were saying that we got the Swifty Zoomies yesterday, that once we found out the news, we couldn't do anything.
It's true.
Like, there's so much to do. There's so much to talk about. And one professor decided to completely cancel class because he couldn't think about anything else.
Have a biochem midterm today, but Taylor and Travis just got engaged.
No way.
Due to this information... I can't focus. You all can't focus. Class is canceled. Get out of here. We got to go.
That's crazy, man.
I would like to know who's taking midterms in August, though. You know, what school is that?
I want to know where you were when you found out the news. We talked to Abby earlier, and she was in the car at a red light. You broke the news to me.
I did?
Yeah. So I was driving to go pick up Jimmy in carpool. And I got a text from you to Abby and I. And so I hit the little button in my car so the lady could, like, you know, tell me what the text said. And that's when she told me that my car read your text. And that's how I found out Taylor and Travis were engaged.
You know how I found out?
How?
A listener that has my phone number.
Texted you?
That got it years ago, had it on him, and texted me. Abby's probably going crazy. Congratulations to Taylor and Travis. And I'm like, what? What's happening? Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Burt, your girlfriend Amanda took us on an emotional roller coaster the other night, and I cannot stop laughing about it.
What my baby do?
Your baby was hilarious.
She is legitimately the funniest woman I have ever met in my life, if she means to be or not.
Oh, this was non-intentional. It was just her being her. And when I say I was laughing so hard, I was crying along with her, but not like she was crying real tears. I was just crying tears of laughter.
What did you do to her?
So there we were at my house last weekend having a caftans and cocktails party. By the way, 10 out of 10 recommend getting you a $30 caftan from Amazon, having your friends bring some cocktails over, getting a giant fan to fan yourself, and just having the best time.
What is a caftan for the uneducated at home?
I had never heard of the word until Amanda came out of the room in one. Yes. And I'm like, oh.
So a caftan, you know, AKA, some people call it a muumuu, whatever. It's just basically a large piece of cloth with a hole cut out for your head and your arms.
Like I've seen a lot of like hoity-toity people wearing them at like hoity-toity pools.
It's a tropical snuggie.
A tropical snuggie is crazy, but they're so comfortable, and they you know, they're typically vibrantly colored, and it's just there's room for activities. Oh. And they're so freaking cozy, and I found the cutest one on Amazon for $29.99, and I was like done and done. So yeah, you're basically just floating on air all night. So we had a caftan cocktails party. And it's toward the end of the night, right? So now we've all congregated in the living room. We're like cozied up on the couch and, you know, just sitting there gossiping and talking and whatnot. And Amanda, I'm gonna try to do it justice, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to. But she's sitting on the couch and she's telling us in typical Amanda fashion that she has a blow-up mattress in her car. And we're like, okay. And she tells us, like, you know, the blow-up mattress is in her car because her son, Asa, who is almost five, like, loves to sleep with her, but she's trying to teach him some independent sleeping, and that they've made, like, a little bear cave, right? Because he's Asa cub. And so she has this blow-up mattress that she puts next to the bed for him to sleep on so he doesn't crawl into the bed with her. Because if you have a young child, if they crawl into the bed with you, your night of sleep is shot. It's the worst night of sleep of your life.
Thank
right?
God you said shot based on what has been going on here. I thought you were going to say something else.
No, shot. It's completely shot.
I don't even know where the delay button is, and I had my hand.
So she's telling us, but then she proceeds to tell us, because, you know, she was going over to Bert's house after this. Asa is there because Bert was watching Asa that night. So she had to, you know, because she's living in her place. So she had to bring the blow up mattress in her car to my house. We were hanging. She was taking it to Bert's. And I'm like, okay.
So I'll put him in the guest room. That's where I put him to sleep. Read him a book. He dozes off. And then in the middle of the night, when Amanda is there, that's when he works his way on over to my room where the
little bear cave.
Bear cave would be.
Okay. But what's funny is that the air mattress, the bloat mattress, was already blown up. Like, she didn't want to have to deflate it and inflate it at Bert's house because, you know, she's going to be tired. So she has a fully blown up mattress in her car, right?
This makes sense. This is logical.
Uh-huh. So we are cackling at the idea because this is classic Amanda. She's got a full-on blown up mattress that is blown up, like, blown up in her car. And this is, like, a little... And
kind of forethought actually is not Amanda. Huh? That kind of forethought is actually not Amanda. It would be after she gets buzzed and she's been hanging out with the girls and she gets back home and then she wants to pump the thing up because she didn't think about doing it beforehand. This is one of the rare times she was thinking three steps ahead.
But I'm watching her on the couch as she's relaying the story of a blown up mattress, fully blown up in her car. And we're all laughing about it or whatever. And then... And, like, she's laughing. And then, I'm not kidding you, the woman starts sobbing. She starts crying as she's, like, talking about, like, the blow-up mattress and, like, the bear. And it's like, oh, that's a great idea. And then she's like, but he's never going to sleep in the bed again. And she just starts sobbing, crying because her baby boy's growing up.
Oh, these aren't tears of joy?
No.
Have you seen that Kristen Bell meme where she's laughing and then she, like, it's like an animated gift and then it turns into sobbing? That's what it was, because I thought she was still laughing at first. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, her mouth is upside down. She's crying.
Just the realization that he's getting older.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that I would be thrilled. I get my bed back. No. I get my sleep back.
It's bittersweet.
Very bitter. It was that. And it was the classic bitter. We're laughing. Ha ha. And then all of a sudden, she is like full blown crying and upset. Her hand is on her forehead. She's got her head leaned back and she's like, oh, baby. He's not going to be in the bed with me anymore. We're not going to be able to go to him because he's got his bear cave. Just like, what? And then, like, it's like 2 seconds later, she's laughing again about the fact she's crying over the bear cave. But then she starts thinking about the fact. Then she starts really crying. Like, she's...
It was such a freaking emotional roller coaster because she would be genuinely laughing and then she would be genuinely like her mama heart was broken that her baby wasn't going to crawl in the bed with her anymore.
Ironically, like the extreme roller coaster she was on is the exact same extreme roller coaster that we go on with her five-year-old son.
Yeah.
Who can be having the greatest time of his life, and before you know it, he's crying, and then he's great again. It's the same.
We honestly didn't know what to do in the moment, so we just continued to laugh at her. It's all we could do.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.